Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I am a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, across this table from me, is a one Stephen English, who is a stand-up comedian, the co-host, and a producer, the producer of this podcast. Welcome back, backseaters, and new folks, leave.
We don't need you.
You leave this podcast right
you
now.
You weren't here from the beginning.
You didn't love us. How dare you not show me allegiance?
Yeah.
From the start.
Fealty.
Fealty?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah. You pledge
fidelity?
Fealty. You pledge fealty to like a king, you know?
Hmm.
I'm listening to the Game of Thrones audiobooks.
I know for a fact. Synonym of fealty.
Loyalty.
Loyalty?
Yeah.
Okay. But you only know this through Game of Thrones. I think you might be thinking frailty. You pledged your frailty.
Listen, I didn't want to have to say this, but
you praised your fragility.
I scored a 780 on the verbal section of the SATs. I know words.
I know scored a 780 total.
Yeah,
on the new score,
math,
where it's
nothing.
Like 21.
Math, zero. Math, zero. Did not get one right.
Listen, we can't let you into college.
No.
You won't be able to figure out what if you're in a 101 or
we'll give you a room number and I'll be like, oh, what room number?
You won't be able to find your room. Welcome to the podcast. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We have a very fun episode today. Today, we put a cap on our summer series.
Yep, it's
over. What have we done? We've talked about all kinds of things this summer. We've talked about vacation Bible school. We've talked about road trips. We've talked about summer camp. We've talked about summer jobs. Mm-hmm. We've talked about theme parks. We've talked about all kinds of fun, different stuff. And today, we put a nice little personal wrap, a little bow.
Yeah.
The last week was the wrapping. This is the bow.
Oh, nice.
This is the analogy tracking with you.
Did you get a 780
or is it too close to math?
Very good. That was very good.
Melissa, my lovely wife, and I, telling you guys all about our summer road trip.
Yeah.
Up to Crescent City, California.
Just keep name dropping,
which
that.
Is pretty much Oregon.
Yeah.
It's Oregon at that point.
Yeah.
There's trees. Big trees, the biggest trees.
Who's the mayor? Is it just like a grizzly bear?
The mayor
bear?
Is no
it's the smartest not, bear. The bear
some
with the vest.
Respect. It is a sea otter. It's an ocean town.
Okay. Oh yeah, he's just the most adorable mayor.
He does all his speeches on his back.
Yeah.
Adorable. They put a little otters may be the cutest animal.
They're pretty cute.
Low key. People sleep on otters.
Yeah.
Otters don't sleep on you.
They do. They just sleep on their backs, holding hands.
Waiting for an orca to destroy them. That's the most traumatic thing I ever watched in school. Second grade, we watched a video of like a killer whale eating seals, baby seals.
That's hilarious.
Mean. Orcas are mean.
Yeah, that's funny that they really push orca, the word orca, hard at SeaWorld.
Because
they just don't want you to know that they're also called killer. I mean, they're called killer whales.
That's why when they started eating trainers, I bought a season pass. That's what they're supposed to do.
They're finally doing,
We named them killer whales. How do you think they got that name?
Right.
From their friendly behavior? You think they weren't killing villagers?
Yeah.
They came on land in this analogy?
Yeah. They had AR-15s. Yeah.
They had guns.
Right.
So we talk about our family road trip. It was a long one. California, if you I don't know what you scored on your geography section, but it's a tall state, real long, real tall state. And we covered it all and, we have some laughs and it's a little therapeutic.
Yeah.
We hope you guys enjoy this episode. I would tell you Melissa's social media stuff, but she's got a private account. She doesn't want you to follow her.
No, she's too good for it.
No,
she doesn't need your validation.
She's too scared.
Yeah.
She's scared of you weirdos. Just all up in the DMs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Slide in those DMs.
We hope you guys enjoy this episode. We had a good time. We did that episode at my kitchen table, and here we are at your kitchen island.
Island.
Yeah. It's.
Do you feel like you're like in the Bahamas right now?
Yeah,
you're in a kitchen in the Bahamas.
I know, absolutely. It's an island. Yeah. This has got a real Margaritaville feel to it. Someone get me a cheeseburger. Yeah. I'm in paradise right now. This is it's very open in here.
Yeah.
And this is what flood insurance will buy you, right?
Not learning your lesson the first time when your house flooded in one area and thinking...
Your house flooded twice?
It flooded in our bedroom once and we got that fixed.
Flood me once.
And then I don't know what happened the second time. It started flooding. And that one was serious. When it flooded in our bedroom, it wasn't that bad because it was just coming through. Like it was coming through the... it was like seeping under the wall, which was bad. But there was...
Did you do like your the sandbags and stuff?
Yeah, we had sandbags. Buckets of water. We had sandbags and everything, but it was still just like because it was there was just
was it like dramatic and urgent? Like get the buckets.
We had a shop vac that we would run until it got full, and then we had to run. They had to dump it, and by the time we came back in, it was just we just kept doing it over and over and over and over. I mean, from like 9 o'clock until about 1 o'clock in the morning, we just were just shop vac. Dump, come back in, shop vac, dump, come back in.
You think by the second time this happened, you would have learned that you should have just put the water in your munchie mugs?
I know. You know what? I saw that coming. Saw it coming a mile away. Saw it coming a mile away.
Was it because I kept saying buckets?
Yes. Saw it coming a mile away. Sorry, buddy.
Well, I would expect nothing less. I'm quite tired. And we're doing a few of these this morning. Yeah. So, guys, we love our sponsor Munchie Mug,
sure do.
And they will not help you in a flood, but they might help you in a flood of Cheerios, a flood of Lucky Charms, a flood of Cheez-Its. What are you feeding your kid?
Don't feed your kid
a
Lucky
flood
Charms.
Tic Tacs. You just fill this thing full of Tic Tacs because your kid's breath stinks.
You don't gotta brush your teeth if
old
you eat
stank breath, Stevie.
I'm telling you, eat enough Tic Tacs in the day, you don't gotta brush your teeth.
Yeah,
that is a scientific factual.
And you are a dentist. Munchie Mug is a product that we love here. Don't Make Me Come Back There, and we are excited always to tell you about it. Munchie Mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful project. It's got two project. It was a project at some point. Yeah. Product as well.
Yeah.
It's got that nice fabric top.
Oh man,
everybody loves it. Great sensory experience for the kids.
Yeah.
Not gonna get those jagged edges where it's poking your hand.
Yeah.
Really easy to wash. You can take any of the beautiful colors that you've chosen and you can throw it in the top rack of that dishwasher.
You know, we haven't said that in a while. I just realized that we have not said that in a long time.
That's because you always have to do the ad I'm better at surprising you with it.
Right. And I'm so flabbergasted.
But you've been doing such a bad job on the ad that I had to take over here and not surprise you. It's a wonderful product, and it's already affordable. And if you go to munchiemug.com, that's M-U-N-C-H-I-E, munchiemug.com, and you type in promo code Don't Make Me, no apostrophes, all one word, you are going to get 25% off your order, plus that free shipping. So Munchie Mug, you guys, check it out. But we also asked you guys to tell us a little bit about your summer vacations.
Right.
I believe we have a couple voicemails.
We do, yeah.
I believe you said one or two might have been too inappropriate to air, which I want to tell you this right now. If you are the ones calling and leaving these ones that we can't air for various reasons, keep leaving those. Because even though we cannot air them, we adore them. So please keep calling and leaving us inappropriate voicemails,
right.
if just for our own sake. So our first voicemail is not on this week's summer. This was one from a previous episode.
Right. This one from a previous week that I had queued up, but we didn't have time for before.
Okay.
This is Peter.
What's Peter talking about?
He's from Columbia, Maryland.
Hey, this is Peter from Columbia, Maryland.
Hey, Peter.
Just a quick question. Does LaCroix sponsor your podcast? Because I feel like you mentioned it more than Munchie Mug. I wanted to tell you I almost drove off the road once because I was laughing so hard at your podcast. Thanks for everything. Cheers. Bye.
Hey, Peter. Hey. LaCroix is not a sponsor, but please.
Right.
Please, I could use that LaCroix money.
Oh, yeah.
Who's their parent company?
There's just some French-Canadian dude. Some dude in Montreal.
Probably Disney.
Right. Probably. At this point, yeah, probably. I've driven those roads in Columbia, Maryland.
Yeah.
I used to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Lived there for a year. This is an actual fact that I'm telling you for your ears and your head to remember with your brain. That city was started by Edward Norton's grandfather.
Edward, really?
Yes. Edward Norton's grandfather was like a big land owner guy. Ed Norton.
Isn't there another actor named Ed Norton? Isn't there, like, there's another...
No.
Anyways, go ahead. There's another big Norton. Anyways, keep going. Yeah, so his grandfather started
Columbia, bought all this land and made it, and there's it's a very, very, it's constantly in the top five best places to live in the United States. Yeah. Constantly. Every year in, year out.
Bad
best five.
Roads, though, or are we that funny?
I think we're just that funny. Great roads. Good roads.
Great roads, man.
I remember nothing
but
good.
Really, really good.
Straight as an arrow.
Thank you for being a backseater.
Yeah, Peter, thanks a lot,
from
Peter.
Columbia.
Backseater Peter.
Columbus, Columbia.
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 This next one is for, this next one's from Dan. Dan, let's just preface this by saying the opinions expressed in this voicemail are Dan from Montana's alone, and they're not
They do not reflect
the official stance of Don't Make Me Come Back There or its subsidiary podcast. This is Dan from,
oh man, I can't wait to listen to this.
Hey, producer Steven, this is Dan from the wilds of Montana. I was just calling to let you know about my summer vacation this year. Oh, and Dustin. Hey, I forgot about you.
Damn.
So for both of you.
Cut this off right now.
Shots fired.
So this last summer vacation, it was pretty low-key. Spent about 3 days in a tent next to a lake. I do that about every year with a bunch of my cousins. And this year I spent a lot of time with one particular cousin of mine who is 15, and he is just a hilarious kid. Without going into specifics, I remember one conversation with him. He started telling me about the origins of Islam, and I'm not trying to offend anybody.
Good start.
So I won't get into the specifics, but he prefaced his story by looking at me dead in the eyes and saying, okay, about half of this is true and about half of this is a conspiracy theory, and then went on for about 20 minutes on Islam, death cults, and Mormonism. And just coming from a 15-year-old kid, I just about wet my pants. So that was fun. Probably one of the best things that happened to me all summer was sitting on the dock hearing about that. It made this summer one of the best summers ever. So shout out to the kid who is not named Andrew. All right. Have a good one.
All right.
All right, Dan. Well, first off, I think we might have to report this kid.
Yeah, also Andrew, the kid who's not named Andrew, spent a little bit less time on YouTube. I feel like this kid spends a lot of time on YouTube.
Which is funny to think about. Like, we saw the trail that he went down.
Yeah,
like he started off just watching Fortnite videos. Right.
It started
with Fortnite.
Yeah,
and then it went to Fortnite, millennials, kids these days. And then it clicked on the wrong one, and
real
it took
sideways.
To they're taking over the world.
Right, real sideways.
And then it tied it into Mormonism or Islam or death cults.
Yeah.
Or what? None of those things even go together,
no.
By the way. Those three words have no... just say three words.
Yeah, banana, yoga ball.
Death cult.
Death cult. Yeah.
Dan, there's no offense taken, I think, to anyone on there, but that kid can't interact with other humans.
No, he needs to
you
just
should
like,
have left him in the woods.
Just let him.
You should have left him in the woods. Wherever you guys were, he should have remained there and never have left from there. Well, we thank you, Dan, for being a backseater, and please never give our voicemail number to Andrew.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Maybe do. Those would be some entertaining voicemails.
Yeah.
But,
20 minutes long.
Send us some links, buddy.
I want to see those.
Spread the message.
How you went down, yeah.
Future Alex Jones on our hands.
Hilarious. All right, so this voicemail is from Cassandra from Redlands.
Oh, we know Cassandra's
she's an associate friend of the podcast. Cassandra. I'm gonna call her that. Associate friend of the podcast. She has, I think, she sums up how parents can enjoy summer vacation.
Okay. Hey there, it's Cassandra from Redlands. So
welcome back.
I live in SoCal, so I mean, we've done lots of fun stuff. You know, beach trips, water parks, amusement parks, movies, you name it. I think the best summer memory for me was just forgetting the gym, throwing that in the trash, and staying up late, eating s'mores after the kids go to bed, and having our kids finding all the remnants of s'mores left over, and my 7-year-old saying, "What did you guys do last night?" As if we, like, threw a rager and got wasted or something. But me just telling her, like, dude, I'm an adult, and we stayed up and ate all the s'mores. Like,
yeah.
So anyway, that's, like, the best summer memory for me all summer long.
Yeah.
So have a good rest of your guys' summer. Talk soon.
Yeah, kids act like those were their s'mores.
Right.
How much did you pay for those s'mores, kid?
Right.
$0. How much did you pay to be in this hotel room or on this vacation?
Yeah. Did you even eat your Tic Tacs this morning?
No. Yeah. Good job building this fire, 7-year-old.
Yeah. We don't even trust you to hold the prongs at the marshmallows.
I'm sorry. Where did you go there?
Marshmallows. Okay. 780 on the verbal part of the SATs. Yeah. Marshmallows.
Thank you guys so much for these voicemails. We do not have any specific topics that we're requesting calls on right now for these next few episodes, but the voicemail lines are always open.
Yeah.
So shoot us a call. Tell us what's going on in your life. You got some funny family stuff. Tell us some funny stuff. Your kids, your own, some family, maybe some questions.
Yeah.
Some preguntas that you may have for us. we got a real culture there, real.
Yeah.
And that's the word I know because I always was asking questions in Spanish. And, no comprende.
Yeah.
Pregunta. Anyways, and if you want to leave a voicemail, that number is in the description. And it is also, are we ready? What is this number again? I think we can hit it.
619-292-8787.
619-292-8787. All right, guys. Enjoy this episode with Melissa and I talking about our summer road trip. Right, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Currently, as we record this podcast, we currently have a kid that's not sleeping because of the Moo Moo challenge, or what was it called?
Momo. Oh,
Momo. Momo. Momo.
Yeah. Moo Moo is a thing that women wear.
Yes.
Because of the Moo Moo challenge.
Yes.
That's really a challenge that every middle-aged woman's going through, like, is the Moo Moo challenge.
Should I just go to Moo Moo's?
Yeah.
When should I...
I think Moo Moo is one of your nicknames around the house, right, Melissa?
It is.
We all have various nicknames around the house. Have you caught you probably because you don't hang out with our kids because you say you're taking us to Comic Con and then you don't. But
that was a whole week ago. Dustin, get over it.
Yeah. Oh. Which ones do you get? You get Moo Moo, and then you get old lady hands.
Mamu. Yeah.
You get old lady Mamu? Hands. That, yeah. People make fun of Melissa's psoriasis hands a lot.
People
by people, I mean our kids.
Our three kids.
It's me.
Just getting cyberbullied in your own house.
It's really, it's tough.
But they got it from him. Yeah.
They got it from me because I think the first one happened is when at Halloween they got like some of those little plastic skeleton hands. And I was like, these look like mom's hands.
Oh.
And it's just continued ever since.
Yeah.
Which I don't. Just, it gets weird when other people are around. I'm like,
yeah, they're like, why are all your kids roasting?
They're roasting your mom.
They're like,
yeah,
you know, like, this is like a beautiful woman and there's a young mom and like she's like a group X instructor and they're like, why are they focusing on this one thing?
And then I'm like, so we have psoriasis.
Yeah. And I try to like be better.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, guys, stop.
Be best.
Like this
Melania
joke.
Would
like,
tell
I,
you be best.
I try and get them over. Like I try to get them to like not tell the jokes. It's like, guys, you got to stop these. Like these are jokes are old.
And plus you want to tell them.
Almost as old as mom's hands. Like I can't. Like I can't because I'm just pro jokes. I just want to tell jokes. That's
yeah.
My hope. We are, we've talked a lot about various summer things all summer.
Yeah.
So we thought we should talk just a little personal family stuff.
Yeah.
And Stephen can be here. Yeah. And he could spend some time with us as a family.
I'm actually moderating. Actually,
he had an opportunity to spend some time with us as a family on Comic-Con tickets that he promised us. And then he bailed day up. Hold on. Before you say this, we were coordinating the time that I would come pick up the tickets on that day. Like I was getting out of the shower to go pick up our son from a sleepover.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, bleep.
A lot of bleeps.
A lot of bleeps.
Bleep.
Yeah. I may have had a huge... lack of attention to detail here.
Okay. All right. Again, let me just butt in here if I could. Let me be a
did
little bit,
you promise
a bit of a
tickets,
butt in.
Yes or no?
You still would have had the pass.
No, that's not helpful.
You still would have had the pass.
I would have had an even more upset children.
Because you would have just
you're
gone
like,
in.
Bye.
You would have called an Uber.
You think that this is an even an option? That I would have promised my kids that they could go to Comic-Con.
But no.
And then they not go. and then I go without.
But
you think that's even an option?
You're acting like I said, I thought. No. My point is
your little puppet plan. Would you have explained it via puppet? I know that's your big way that you're gonna say it. You'd have gotten these high end class puppets.
I'm gonna be a Budinsky here. I'm gonna butt in because you're being unfair right now. You're making it sound like I said, "Hey, I have a pass for you," and at the last minute was like, "Psych, I don't have a pass for you."
That's exactly what you did.
No, that's not what happened. What happened was I had a pass, and I said, "This is what you can bring two kids in with the pass."
Okay, all right.
I did not know that they were gonna be real nerds about it, and like check IDs and like.
Let's just read the thread, and we'll leave it up to you guys. I know this is so.
Do you want to go to Comic-Con?
Yes,
with your kids.
Right. Get them excited. I remember saying that several times, which I think was probably bad on my part. Yeah. I shouldn't have kept saying that.
If I can get you a badge for Sunday,
right?
You want to take your two kids your two favorite kids to Comic-Con. It's in the first sentence that you offer.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Okay. I can get at least one more. Two kids free per a day. So every sentence you've said has involved.
Like, bring your kids.
Was bring your kids.
Right.
Wake up early. And then I said, sweet. So you said two kids come with one badge adult. You said, yep, as long as they're under 12. And then you talked about how you're going and when you plan to get there and that you're taking the twins. The Quins? You're taking the Quinjet.
The Quinjet, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. This was my only Comic-Con experience this week because I did a show the last Sunday. This would have been last weekend. And in the front row was the worst crowd member, but one of those like worst but good, like a positive drunk heckler. Normal thing, they always sit in the front, they want attention, but he was dressed as Wolverine. Full and not like weapon, like
sideburns, Wolverine
sideburns, yeah. And oh the gosh. Hair up, yeah. Which is like a very common spiky. It's a very like, if you can get your hair to be like that, it's one of the most common Comic-Con costumes, because all you're wearing is like jeans and a tucked in polo or a not polo white beard. Yeah,
you could also, because you could also be short and you can be kind of like chubby too. And
no,
it's
you
like
can't be chubby. You gotta be friggin' ripped. No,
you just have to get big arms.
You can be wide.
You gotta be wide.
Arms have to be toned. Yeah. They could just be big arms. You know, you'd be a short guy with big arms.
If I lifted for the next year,
right,
I could pull
to prepare.
You know, like, because I have the short stuff. But Logan's like 5'2" or something, right? Like he's
right.
He's real small.
Very small.
But anyways, like this guy was sitting in the front row. So the funniest part of this was, so I have a joke about the crappy minivan that I drive, and I'm talking about how the window doesn't work and going through the drive through and all that kind of stuff, and everybody's having a good time laughing at my financial woes. And at the end of the joke, he leans over to the person, this full adult man who is hammered and dressed like Wolverine, going, "Don't be like this guy," he says to the person at the table next to him.
Man.
Did you tell him you had a Wolverine costume?
I couldn't. At that point, I just had to enjoy and/slash cry over the moment.
Right.
That, a grown man cosplaying on the last night of Comic-Con, too.
Right.
This wasn't, because what was Comic-Con start? Wednesday? I wouldn't know. I didn't go.
Yeah. You're not going next year either. No.
You've crossed the line.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was okay. My kids have had plenty of fun activities this summer. We just wrapped one. And we wanted to talk about our family road trip. Get into the real nitty-gritty of the Nickerson stuff. First off, were you guys big road trippers? Did you do big, long drives when you were a kid?
Yeah, we did. We did pretty much the same trip. We would stop in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that's a family. The families do that sometimes. That's why my family do the same trip.
Exact trip. We stop in Las Vegas.
Like for the night?
For like maybe two nights. Do Excalibur. Always Excalibur.
We've done Excalibur.
That's the raddest hotel that's ever been created.
For kids,
it's
for
like,
sure.
It's like medieval times all the time.
Right. And they have they have what we call the kids casino under it.
Oh, yeah.
Which
huge.
Is just all the games.
Yeah,
which probably have not been updated since you were
a
kid.
No, it's
by the
definitely
way.
Still like Silent Scope and like Time Crisis 2.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead, Terminator 2. We've had
Galaga.
Six Terminators since then. The Simpsons, all that stuff.
Then we stopped there, and then we would go to like Lake Havasu or.
Also, we've done that.
Yep, we've been there.
For the other
all
one.
For gigs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what was.
Lake Havasu or Lake, whatever the other one is. Lake Mead. We go Lake Mead every once in a while. Yeah. Right,
isn't it interesting that, because this is in, where were you living at this point?
In LA, like outside of Long Beach.
Isn't it interesting that people in Southern California leave Southern California to go to worse places? Because I like Vegas. Places?
Yeah.
I like Vegas and I like Lake Havasu, but they're nothing compared to San Diego and LA and Orange County.
Lake Havasu now is not, and I think we talked about this.
You've already mentioned this. Yes. It's like a party.
Lake Havasu now is definitely like all blink, 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 girls gone wild, like party boats and stuff. Like,
I'm sorry, what?
Like no, Jimmy Buffett, like,
real Who Let the Dogs Out. It's,
if you were on Instagram and you clicked on like Lake Havasu,
yeah,
yeah,
it's not family friendly.
What? Let me get my phone out. I'm sorry.
How do you spell that?
You know, you do that. Like you're like, where is that place? And then it's like all these like pseudo models.
It's just,
you know,
party
like,
boats,
like a lot of peach emojis.
All party boats.
The,
yeah, party boats. Party. It's like before, like back in the day, you used to be able to go and you could just like it'd be there's like all these cool rock formations. You go like it was like way different.
It's a Shasta, like Northern California is that, but
right.
Yeah.
People go nuts.
And that was it. We'd go camping every once in a while, but basically it would be Las Vegas to.
We went on one booze cruise on our honeymoon.
We did.
But we didn't know it was a booze. It wasn't actually.
It wasn't advertised. This was,
it wasn't because there were things
cruise.
That. Get, right. We told you the story.
Yes.
We, so we went on our honeymoon. We went to Cancun.
Cancun.
19-year-old white kids. Yes. And there was a deal.
You're like, what's the fanciest place we could ever think of? The Mexican Riviera.
Yeah. And it was fine. We stayed at hotel.
Hotel tour.
Oh, ooh la la.
Yeah. It was the first one on the like the big strip of them or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And it had recently had management change because like the drivers were like, hotel. Oh, yeah. That's like the old Hotel Dijon, whatever. You're like. DiGiorno, probably DiGiorno. I don't know what it was, but we get there and, but so we're doing the various things and we want to like because they have is it Isla Mujeres? Which is actually very nice. It's like a little less touristy, but you have to take a boat to get out there. And there's a couple ways you can take the booze cruise or just the cruise. And we just take the cruise, which is still a booze cruise. Which, but it makes you wonder just how boozy the booze cruise is. And it was like we're like 19.
Super boozy.
So it's like I think the booze cruise is a round trip booze cruise. Where ours was just like
a back half.
A one-way back booze cruise.
Okay.
A pretty sober cruise on the way out.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
LaCroix heavy. LaCroix wasn't around yet, but you get it. And on the way back.
Clearly Canadians. A lot of clearly Canadians.
We like stop like 200 yards from shore. Right. Like, and they anchor. And I'm like, what is happening right now? And then from
You're seasick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I gotten seasick.
Because we went snorkeling.
We went snorkeling, and I don't know how to snorkel, and so I drank too much water. And we're sunburnt. And
you don't do well in boats.
No. Yeah. Jen, it's all bad. And then all of a sudden we anchor, and we hear ba-na-ba-na-na-bum-bum. Like just da-na-na-na-na-na. And the crew comes up with like, you know,
it's
you
a
know,
Coke bottle.
What, no, they're bigger than
like
the
2 liters.
Sure.
You know, they make like the 3 liter that you see every once in a while, all full of Sex on the Beach. Like that's the drink that they're pouring to everyone's like, and everyone starts cheering like they knew it was happening.
Right.
And we're like, do I just swim back from here? What's the move from here? And it takes 30 minutes before they've turned the sail into this like shoddy little like swing ride off of the back of the boat. Mm-hmm. Crew is like making out with a bunch of the passengers.
And the ladies next to us, we were like second in line, and it was some German girls. Like,
these were three German girls drinking like
and they
animals.
Took so many shots.
Yeah,
just they're like another.
I remember one of them specifically grabbed the bottle.
Yeah,
and then they kept using it. It's not the most sanitary environment.
Oh, no. I think it's funny, too, because I think European people, just in general, I mean, we think we can drink in America, but those fools drink like...
They pound the LaCroix like insane. Yeah. Animals.
Complete animals.
Yeah. I don't remember how we got to this story. Where did we get onto the booze cruise?
I think, oh, I have no idea.
We're going to eventually talk about booze cruises.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it was Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu.
Oh, Lake Havasu. That was the closest to cut all this stuff where I'm not sure. So we've never done houseboats as a family, but what we have done is road trips.
Yeah.
So I grew up, we would do the same road trip every summer. My dad would take us to the lake house. You know, we would all go. It was like 8 or 9 hours.
Wait, like go see the movie The Lake House with Sandra Bullock?
Go see the movie The Lake House.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, we would drive 9 hours because there was a good theater in Coastal Oregon.
An IMAX. It seemed you got to see The Lake House in IMAX.
Yeah. No, it was just a guy named Max's house. And he's like, IMAX have a good place to show you guys.
Oh, man.
Wow, we really hit that all the same.
Oh, brother.
Oh, yeah. Who let the dog out? So we got used to it. Mel, did you guys, Melissa's family would go on, I think the most stereotypical road trips.
Okay.
Which are like,
let me guess. Where you, and you're from originally?
Nowhere. She's from nowhere.
Iowa, right?
Military family.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Fighter pilot dad.
I'm going to say.
You're not going to be able to guess where they went because they went a million different places.
Because we always lived somewhere else.
Oh, all right.
Because they were part of the military and they're like, you don't need connections to friends. You just need your family, which is going to be normal because military life is normal, right? That'll be a normal household unit. Everything will be great. Your dad will be gone for 10 months at a time. Yeah. Totally normal stuff. You live on bases. That's a normal environment.
So it was not, so not Lake Havasu then. Because that's my only guess.
No.
That's
but when they would get up, like they would do what I think is the more stereotypical road trip, which is like your parents would get up at 4.
I mean, the news would be on probably about 6:30. Yeah. And we were like teenagers.
No, I think you would be in the car. I think
we left early. You're right. You're
if
right.
If you weren't in the car by
like 7,
your dad would be furious.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We got up and went hauled.
And would do long days in the car. Melissa and I, we struggle to get in the car by 10. I'm not going to lie.
We really impress ourselves when it's like 8.
We did have one when we got in the car by 7:30 and we're like, we're the best parents in history.
Right, right.
And that's only because you can wake up to those alarms and I can't. I set like 10 alarms.
Melissa
still sleep
cannot
through
get
all
up to
of
alarms
them.
And I can't sleep at night. So it's a good combo.
It's good. Yeah.
That's,
I just get
that's
like,
how
I like to get behind the wheel real tired.
Right. Because then that's why you can when you're sleeping then you're more alert because then you're having a dream about crazy stuff happening you're on your P's and Q's.
It's like VR a VR driving experience.
right
So our summer road trip this year was we needed to get to Crescent City, California.
And who doesn't need to get to
Crescent City,
California?
Okay, before
who
you get there,
need
have
to
you
go
been
there? Have I been? Of course, sir. I'm a red-blooded American male. I go to Crescent City any chance I get.
Yeah, so you've never been. So here's the thing. When people, for context, so my grandparents live in Crescent City. And when I lived in Seattle, Washington, I was closer to Crescent City, California than I am in San Diego, California.
Right.
It's a tall state. California's a real long state. I can be in Arizona in 2 hours, but I can't be in Oregon for like 12 hours.
Right.
It's a long state. And Crescent City is on the coast.
Honestly, it's more like 16 hours.
Yeah, and it's pretty much Oregon. It's 40 minutes from Oregon. The Redwoods separate Crescent City from Oregon.
Gotcha.
And so we're going to Oregon. And when you go up, you know, I-5 runs through San Diego. And you can take I-5 pretty much till the Bay Area. And then you got to go over to the coast.
Okay.
So it's a long drive. And this year we had to get to Crescent City. It was my grandpa's 87th birthday. Mm-hmm. The cousins were coming down.
Yep.
You want to have the extended cousin time.
Sure.
And so we venture it. We're like, okay, we're going to do it. By the way, Melissa was not in on this trip until 10 days before.
Yeah. It went back and forth quite a bit. quite a few months.
Which tells you how great our road trips are.
Right. So wait, you weren't going to go? Or you just you didn't know?
I was just
we
like,
knew
we can't
we had
do this.
To get some family representatives to Crescent City, California.
Why didn't you just fly into the Crescent City International Airport?
Funny that you ask.
Well, let's tell.
As you look into, that's the thing with a lot of small cities, is you look into some of these small cities and you're like, it would take just as long to fly there as it would to drive there.
Right.
Because there's one airline that nobody's ever heard, like Concorde Air.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Flies into this airport, and they only fly there from like Santa Barbara or Oakland. No real airport. Right. And then you know, there's no direct
shots.
Pay
to park the car.
And it's like a $700 ticket, right? There's right. no yeah. easy way to get
and
there.
And for five, it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah. And we were only going to be there a day and a half. That's yeah. the way that we played this. So.
Well, we just didn't have the time. Like, yeah. We had.
Oh, so you drove for three times as long as you were yes. there.
There. So that's yes, how we broke it up. That's how we decided. But I feel like this is more us growing to seasoned road trippers. That sure. it's about the journey.
Which is something people say when they made a mistake. But they made a terrible mistake.
You really do. Like, so we broke
stuffed
it up.
Animals.
We decided yeah. like we were going to go full California tourist. Did you see any of my posts on this? Do you even know where we're... So, oh, thank aww. You.
I did. Yeah. I had a busy weekend, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Really got busy. Comic-Con?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Riverdale does not... Riverdale clips don't watch themselves. You know what I'm saying? All
I
age.
I don't get that reference.
I didn't go to it.
But. Okay. You're just rubbing it in.
Yeah.
So day one, we make we knock out a big trip and we make it to Los Angeles, California.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of two yeah. and a half hours.
Right.
Mostly we stay in LA because I'm doing some spots that night at the Hollywood Improv. And if I stay at a hotel in a city that I'm doing a show in, what's that, Steven? That's ooh, a write-off
that's
right there.
That's called a
write-off,
baby.
Right, write-off. So, so we went, we started off, and I'd be curious if you were, we went to the La Brea Tar Pits.
I've never been to La Brea
you've
Tar
never
Pits.
Been to La Brea Tar Pits.
No.
I think that's true of a lot of locals.
You know what? I take it back. I might have went when I was a really little kid. We might have gone for, no, because La Brea is pretty far away from, I don't think I've ever been.
I've seen it. You would remember.
I've seen it in many a movie.
Right, yeah,
and it's one of those things
yeah.
like I feel like I've been to because I've lived there for so long, and I feel like, yeah. oh yeah, I know the La Brea Tar Pits, but it's like because like Bill and Ted 2 wasn't like in La Brea Tar Pits.
Oh,
like that.
That's right,
or Encino totally Man yeah, or something yeah, like that. Yeah. It's like in there. So it's like I've nice. Seen it in movies a bunch, but
yeah.
Well, you've seen it, then.
Melissa. What was you get it?
It's bubbling mud.
It's bubbling yes. tar,
okay. and it smells.
Oh. Yeah,
it smells mm-hmm. like a construction site.
Right,
is mm-hmm. what it does. Is what it is. Is what it does. It was a funny, I don't know how much you would reflect on this, because you want to do stops along the way and sure. have kids see these things, and we're like, okay, we live in California.
And I don't like planning stuff, so.
That's yeah, true. Yeah.
Like the research, I'm just like, ugh no.
It's exhausting.
I got to pack the car.
Yeah.
Right.
But when we get there, oh yeah, that's the packing is like one of the big things of the road trip.
Oh yeah.
It's, oh sure.
You know, you load up the minivan. How much can you do the night before? I made a promise to Melissa that I won't do spots the
and
night before we leave.
Never fulfills
and
that.
Never fulfilled that yeah. promise. I'm like, yeah, but I got this terrible spot yeah. I got to go
right.
do.
I
so
go
I'm
to
like,
Cricket's
cool,
Pub
I'll just like, I'll get all the kids to bed and then I'll just pack what's everything. That? Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you always pack everything,
yeah.
but I
yeah.
always load up everything.
Yeah.
Not
I feel
always.
Like,
not all. When you're with
well,
us.
On there, when you're meeting
a lot
me
of times
somewhere.
We meet you.
That's
yeah.
happened yeah. three times.
Hey.
We've done.
Let's count these.
We've done 100 road trips. You've met me somewhere three times.
I know, but I feel like pretty empowered when I get all
right.
the kids.
Yeah,
and
the
show
is a big
yeah,
women's lib.
Go
thing.
Meet
and
you.
Like, oh,
women's lib.
We
oh my
get
God,
it.
What are you 80?
What do we get?
These
it?
Women libbers
we
over here.
We get it. We get it.
I'm like
we
in the
it.
Gas
Natalie
station.
Natalie Portman's gonna be the new Thor. We get it.
I'm like, stand against the wall and don't touch anything.
Yeah, the gas stations are an issue. Load up is a big thing, and Melissa overpacks every time.
Right.
It's fine.
I don't pack. I'm just going to say it. I don't pack. I can't do it. I'm bad at it. If I pack.
You have Dorothy pack your individual stuff?
She packs the
that's
bags.
That's pathetic.
I can't
I mean,
do
Melissa
it.
Packs up all the
yeah,
family, but
I, like,
I pack my own
but
stuff.
But I like
I
wash your clothes
yeah.
and fold them, and you just go, boop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this really turned into a big attack on me. And I didn't see it coming. And like if I were more petty, I would be like, who paid for those clothes? You know, and like you know, who keeps the lights on and the energy so that we can do the laundry and stuff? You know, but only if I was more petty.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But you're a bigger man than that.
No, right. Yeah, obviously. Who put the gas in the car? No. I don't know. Anyways, yeah. So anyways, we're getting a divorce at the end of this podcast.
Right,
but,
yeah.
We get to the La Brea Tar Pits, and the tar pits are...
pits of tar, yeah.
They're pits of tars.
The name
and
says it all.
My son loves history. Joel loves history.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And, but he had, like, I felt what was the best comment on it.
Yeah.
He was, like, looking around at the tar pits, and it was pretty hot outside, and mm-hmm. we're, like, looking at the different, you know,
We got to go find the entrance.
Yeah. And it goes tickets. Like, I can't right. decide if this is.
I mean, I know how to get into places. You're like, pretty much just got, we had to get out of the car.
No, it's kind of a maze.
We had to unbuckle parking.
Unbuckle my seatbelt. It's like, yeah, I understand getting from place to place, you guys.
You had to hit the gas pedal and then you had to turn yeah. left. And sometimes
you guys are
right.
explaining a little bit more than you okay, need to.
So okay, we get there. Right. But as my son said, we were walking around and he was like, I can't tell if this is interesting or boring. And that's like every yeah. museum ever for a kid. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of kids just think they're boring, but he loves history. But even he's like, this is borderline.
Right.
But I mean, overall, he had a great attitude the whole road trip. I mean, like he was.
He doesn't listen to this. You don't need to sing well, his praise like I just, that.
He's listening right now.
He's almost a teen, but he was like, okay, let's do this. I don't know. That's, all.
That's nice.
Oh, just really a cute nice. Mom moment.
Yeah.
You, a moment.
Yeah, a moment.
That should be your new podcast. You should have your own podcast. That it's called The Moment.
It was a Melmory. That's a memory, only a Melmory here. You have more connection to that kid than I do, so that makes sense. No, he was. He, you know, there are like certain moments where you're just like, all right, 12-year-old, I need you to... I Step need you up. To be 12.
Yeah.
I need you to not kind of go down to the lowest common denominator, which, like, you know, when they talk about, like, you know, like when, like, there are big long journeys and stuff of people who come from the East Coast or the West Coast back in the day and they got their wagons and this big pilgrimage and everything. And there would be, like, sick people and, like, a weak link and you can only move as fast as your weak link. That was our 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Our 5-year-old was our kid with dysentery. You know, like we might as well have been carrying her in a stretcher at times.
Yeah.
Right. She would just, like, lay on the ground.
Right.
She wouldn't even be walking for 2 minutes.
Right.
And she would just be on the ground. Flailing and crying. And you said that at one point, Melissa, you're like, this is our weakest link.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have always had one or two weak links. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them, a lot of time they're parents.
Right.
Yeah.
But we implemented a couple new things on this road trip. One, right. and we...
This beatings.
Huh? Well, those have always been there. Yeah.
Those, unadulterated obviously. Just beatings.
Absolutely. That's a given.
Right.
Did we do it the first day or the second day? I don't think you got it on the...
Oh.
We introduced Mom's Quiet Hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we do it on day one?
No.
Okay, uh-uh. On day two. So we get to L.A., we do the Brea Tar Pits, we go and we swim at the hotel. Hotel was fine, but the pool was way
Weird
too
vibe.
Coordinated.
Weird
oh,
vibe.
And yeah. Our okay. daughter kind of puked in the pool. And like some
the
people,
weak link, yes.
And a couple people saw it and jumped out of the pool. And Melissa's like, it's fine. It was just a little ice cream.
Like she just ate it.
Oh, okay.
She just ate it.
It wasn't even bile yet.
I don't know. She's just swallowing more water
you
than normal.
You said that to a stranger. You're fine. It's fine. It's just a little ice
moms.
Cream.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They were moms like without their
I
kids.
I think one of them
so
was
So they
a
were
mom.
Just on their phones the yeah. whole time. Right.
Like, no, if both selfies. Of them were moms, they would have like swam through the ice cream. Right. Like, this isn't a big deal.
No, they were. Fine. It was like this was their weekend away, and they're
yeah,
like,
right.
Mom's your kids, weekend.
Your right. kids killing this.
Yeah,
they were Thelma and Louising it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I read about a car going off a cliff. Actually, right. It might have been them. Anyways, Thelma and Louise reference. We have a fine first day,
sure.
And you know we hotel wise with our family, our recommendation is you get the one king bed. And then the, because it's important for the parents to get some sleep. And then the fold-out couch.
Sure.
And then two of them can go on there. And with the cushions that you take off the fold-out couch, you make a third bed on the ground.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and then one kid could sleep in the giant king bed. But you're like, no.
Well,
no,
by the end of the night,
that happens,
one
yeah.
of the, by the end of the night, one of them ends up in there with
okay,
you.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
you know, you at least start out in the good spirit that hopefully just the adults will be in this bed tonight.
I lay down in a king bed for the first time. Like a month ago.
You've never been on a king bed?
I've never been in a king bed before.
Really?
I was amazed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our house is too small for a king bed.
Yeah.
But the minute we get a house that's big enough for a king bed, it's like sleeping.
Yeah.
When I was a
Whenever
little kid.
Whenever your parents buy you a new house. I'm sorry.
For Christmas. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mommy, can I get a new house, mommy? You know, like, did
Our
you ever
Midtown
watch?
Our Midtown loft is getting a little tight.
A bit drafty. Have you ever, you remember in, when they had I Love Lucy, when they would always show them in the bedroom and they always had two separate
yeah,
beds?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. when, like, I wish.
That's what a king bed feels like.
We
right?
could go
yeah.
back to that. Like, I would,
oh, yeah,
would
yeah,
love
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That was just the movies,
that.
Though, right? like
right, yeah, that never happened in real life. No, no. Maybe I actually did that.
Melissa
I don't know.
And I have we've taken some heat. Melissa and I sleep with different blankets.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you guys do 100%. The same.
Yeah, because I have a very thin. I don't like a heavy blanket. I run very hot.
So would you guys have like a Steven wrapping himself?
I have a thin shawl. I look like a shrugged. Beggar woman. I look like this. It's like a very thin shawl that just goes over my
like
shoulders.
A gypsy.
Of course.
Beg for pennies.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I actually just sleep with newspapers. I get a Sunday paper.
I get a weekly reader. Yeah, I get the San Diego Reader.
An SD Reader.
I get this SD Reader, and I just all the dispensary ads I just put on. I just sleep underneath all those.
Well, Melissa and I, we did the like shared thing for like a year or two, and we're like, wouldn't this be great if we just had our own blankets? And then you're like, this is a million times better.
Right.
Yeah, it's great.
So we do that. And
you're the king bed.
For the very first time ever.
Living by royalty, and your kids are living like they're
all
orphans.
A write-off from Dustin Nickerson Comedy LLC. We get in the car the next day, and Melissa goes, like, I could fall asleep right now.
Yes.
But this is after we eat the breakfast and stuff. And I think we get a fairly good start because this is our longest day. We have to go from there to... Actually, we did. This is a thing that what I think of a more like traditional road trip thing is you don't know where you're going to stop. You just go.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the dad or the driver, whoever, the parents maybe have in mind the general area that they're going to go. But you're just like foot down. I have a goal and then I have a little let's go. And then I have like everything went
like
bad.
An emergency.
Yeah.
We only made it another 2 hours.
Gonna stop in. You're at Universal Studios. Like, okay, I guess this is where we're gonna stop now.
Once you get in the car, though, and we implemented the new thing, new mom's quiet hour, and it just nobody's allowed to talk, and Melissa sleeps. She grabs my son's stuffed shark, who's about 3 feet long, and wraps up. She puts her goop in her eye. She has a little eye goop that she puts on from an old eye injury from when my daughter hit her in the eye with a knife a few years ago.
Parenting's going to be great, Steven.
Yeah. And
buckle up.
And you sleep for an hour and wake up a whole new person.
I'm so happy.
And it's everybody's except the kids.
And then you look around, you realize that you're still in the car and everyone's still there. And you're like,
but
one more hour.
Her spirits are way better, though.
Yeah.
Way, way better. I highly recommend a mom's quiet hour on this.
Right.
I do hate, though, how much of like a trope I've become as the driver. Because I drive every hour because I get car sick. So I drive the whole drive.
Okay.
But like not wanting to stop. You know, like you.
Are we there yet?
Yeah. I yell at them if they ask, are we there yet? I have snarky responses.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't let them request songs. And, you know, I'm in charge of the deed. Like sometimes we'll get into like when it gets desperate, we're like, okay, we'll do The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
Like that's because that'll eat up 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And something like
morale's
that.
Morale's low. Yeah.
But there really is something to it as the driver that you're just like, I don't know what it is, but you're like, we just got to get there.
You need to be. Yeah. No, I get that.
You've got the goal.
I get that. It's one of those things that I think that's when you are transitioning from a son to a father, you immediately start thinking, because even like as like an uncle, you know, like who takes care of like kids like a lot, you know, like
I get
the twins. Comic-Con,
we had the twins today. Yes. And I had to several times be like, okay, both of you shut up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Like, I actually...
You were wearing an Infinity Gauntlet and slapped him with it a few times.
I hardcore agreed with one of them. Like, one of them was definitely right, but they were arguing so much. I was like, both of you shut up. And I was like...
Yeah.
In that moment, I could tell the one that was right was like, this is so unfair. But I was like, you got to understand, it doesn't matter who's right.
Yeah.
Everyone, shut up. I don't care. I'm not hearing about it anymore. Like, we're just going to just, you know...
This is some pretty advanced
keep enjoying this
Comic-Con. Yeah.
No Nickerson's allowed.
Oh, God. That would have only added more fire.
So they
to
wouldn't
the
have fought if our kids were there. So.
Right. Yeah. A buffer.
That's on
actually would have been nice.
No, I actually...
Would have been nice to get a little buffer.
I so often say as a dad now, and I said this a million times on the road trip, like, I don't care. They would be fighting. Like, I'm not... I don't care.
Right.
I can't get in... You fight all the time. I cannot get involved in every... My daughter fights with my son so often, and then he did a sleepover last night, and she cried because she missed him. I'm like, what do you miss?
Oh, the twins have an open room, but they fight. I mean, they fight constantly, but they still sleep in bunk beds in the same room, and they could, one of them could easily move to another room, but you would think, don't. Yeah, they don't. They cry. No, they like legit can't be apart from each other.
And that's
the twin bond is even closer than siblings.
We had some moments actually with the two of them on this road trip where they're like, these are memories that you're never going to forget. And then they'd have fighting, like, but for better or worse. These are memories that you'll always remember.
Right.
So we cranked through the long day. We didn't know where we were going to stay. We looked for a deal when, why did we, Claire, our weakest link, was melting down.
True.
And she was going to fall asleep.
Yeah. She was like, going to fall asleep.
No. It was like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, with a 5-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if she fell asleep in the car, she's going to be up all night.
Right.
Yeah, like 11:30.
Yeah.
Like squired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we stop. We get there. That's a long drive. The next day, we deal with some more tropes. A kid gets sick from the, you know, they're begging for screens the whole time. The 101, you're going through the redwoods. It's beautiful. You're trying to get your kids to be interested in, like, these are the biggest trees in the world. They're like, oh, yeah, can I play Fortnite? You know, they're just not interested.
Vertex.
Yeah.
We meet up with the cousins. We highly recommend Trees of Mystery. Trees of Mystery is this cool thing in the middle of the redwoods near Crescent City. We meet up with the cousins. It's super fun. One of our kids almost falls off a cliff.
Yeah.
Everything's going swimmingly.
We get some good family pictures.
No. Yeah. Where the family, if you guys want a full recap of this whole road trip, is you can go to my Instagram. It's the most recent safe story.
Is it like a mystery spot, like where you could
So there's like very, the Trees of Mystery kind of highlight some certain redwood trees that have grown in very interesting ways.
Oh, I see.
So there's like the cathedral trees where there's like these 8 or 9 of them that have grown and that kind of look like a little cathedral and stuff like that. It's very cool. This was the classic thing too, where you take a kid on like a cool hike and they go up a gondola. And what are they most interested in, Melissa?
The gift shop.
The gift shop. They just go,
which you have to walk through.
As well be like the quality, like Venice Beach stuff. Like, this is not high quality stuff.
Right. It's the same logo or the same sayings, just with
on
the bottom. It said like, it said like whatever.
Instead of life is a beach, it's like life is a tree. You know, like it's like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, life is a beach, I get the pun, but you know, they're like,
right.
Yeah. Instead of hang loose, it's like hang leaves. Right. Like, what?
Be like a tree and leave your house to this. It's like, it's getting long and that's
it's all really, really bad. So we do the thing, the family stuff happens. Now, I don't know your philosophy on this. Would your family do a long drive on the way home? Because that's always my philosophy, is you do shorter drives on the way out, but when the trip is over, the trip is over and it's time to go home.
We never really drove. We would either drive to like in Vegas, like those 2 5-hour trips.
Yeah.
Or we would drive to from LA to the Bay Area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's an
4 or 5 hour trip.
That's it. From LA. Yeah, from LA. It's not 4 or 5 hours.
It depends where you are
in
LA.
In, like, we're going into because we're like Long Beach, basically.
You guys stay at like the Four Seasons in SF or whatever, right on the way.
Definitely not staying at my cousin's house in Hayward, California. Which was what we did. But so like that's like a seven and a half, you know, with stops. Like 7
we did that on this one where I feel like it's important to stay in like a hotel or two along the way, because I remember being so disappointed as a kid when we would get to our destination and it would just be a random family member's house.
Just someone's house,
You're like, I don't know. Did you guys like it?
I loved it.
Yeah?
I don't think... Well, I don't think...
Like, here's an air mattress downstairs.
Yeah. But it was really hard to sleep on couches. I was like, come on now.
Melissa and I had it. Melissa and I slept on a couch the one night.
Two nights. Yeah.
Crescent City.
And it was like, there's an air mattress like behind the Christmas tree in the closet.
Classic grandparent stuff. They're like, you gotta
just go dig.
There's one. It's like the foot pump too, like the one you have to leg. Yeah.
I think that's an aging thing. It's like, I'll never sleep on an air mattress again. I don't think it's the last time I did it was maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, and I was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather just sleep on a couch. It's almost like it's not worth the whole.
It's not better ordeal. Than the floor.
It's kind of a facade. Yeah.
It's not better. It's not better.
It makes the host feel better.
Yeah,
it's not for your comfort. It's for the host.
Yeah. So they're like, we got that air mattress.
You gave you an air mattress. It's not the couch. You're like, okay, cool. It makes a weird sound when you're like rolling around. Like,
you can't sleep on it with another person either.
Two people on an air mattress.
You're always sliding into the middle.
At the end of the trip, we drive back down. We do long drives. We do the same thing. So last summer we drove to Colorado, which Southern California to Colorado one of the most beautiful drives I've ever.
Oh yeah, because
you drive through Utah and stuff, and Utah's gorgeous. Amazing. Gorgeous goes from like Utah goes from boring to like this is spectacular.
Right,
and then you go down through Vail and all that kind of stuff. It's very great. And then this one is we hung out in the San Francisco on the way. That was like our one tourist. There were a lot of touristy things, but we went over Golden Gate Bridge. So I wanted to end on this though because Melissa dropped me off. Now San Francisco is great. It's very fun with the kids.
We had a lot of fun.
You go down to the wharf. There's a lot of cool little stuff to look at, and it's a very iconic. And it's the West Coast's like oldest, I think, most iconic city.
Yeah.
You know, like
100%.
You know, like
Second to Crescent.
Second to Crescent City.
Yeah. Hayward, California. Hayward, California. Crescent City. Then I guess I'm
Redding. All the biggies.
Yeah.
Eureka.
But then Melissa, I had to go off to a gig.
Your one gig in July.
That's why. Sheesh.
Come on.
It's true. That's why. That's one of the main reasons I had to do it, though. Because, when you're in a gig based job like us, like money goes to, down, we're out here burning cash on the road trip, paying summer gas prices. Dad trope. Look, summer gas prices.
Yeah.
We're not stopping in this big city.
You're like legit crossing off a highway just to get an extra, to save 3 cents.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get there. You notice that a lot of time the gas station, the prices isn't the same that the outside sign says.
It's because it's cash versus debit.
Is that true?
Yeah.
The
one they advertise outside a lot of time is the cash prices. And then the
Who's
inside.
Who's paying in cash for gas?
Nobody.
Really?
There's a gas station by my house that's a big part of the advertisement. It's like same gas and debit.
And then like an 8 like, point font, like cash.
Right, cash. And then right next to, cash and debit.
When your name
that's a very California. I'm sure people are hearing this in Oklahoma City. They're like, it's not $1.75.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, no, in California, it's $5 a gallon right now.
Yeah,
close.
Four. You're pump your own gas in your neighborhood, right? You don't want to get the gas on your cufflinks and stuff. And,
my Aston Martin. That's definitely not a severely broken Prius.
/ podcast studio.
Right.
But Melissa made that last drive from the Bay Area. Which
gas on your cufflinks.
Yeah.
All right.
You're always driving in a tuxedo.
Right. Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah.
Off to the ball.
Right.
I've got a gala.
Off to the dogs out.
Yeah. So Melissa made the last drive San Francisco, which I've done solo in 8 hours. I've done that trip by myself.
You've done it through the night.
Hours.
You've done it.
And it took
at all
you
hours.
13? Melissa,
it was
really?
Just about that. It was. I feel like I did an 11.
Yeah.
I think 11.
But honestly, 11. With stops, 11
it's
is like
terrible.
I think that's pretty common.
So
for
terrible.
We left at 7:30 from San Francisco, so we missed San Francisco traffic.
Yeah.
Sat in L.A. from Knott's Berry Farm to
Disney. How many times
did
you stop before L.A. though?
For an hour.
You stopped like 4 times.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We went. The kids counted. We went to 3 McDonald's.
Well, because that's the thing. Because that you have to have at least one of the adults who hates stops. I hate stops. Yeah. Melissa loves stops.
Oh, guess what? Mom's quiet hour didn't work.
But you...
I was like, you're supposed... Don't ask for stuff. You're quiet hour.
I'm trying to sleep. You're like,
she's
Mom, you're driving.
She puts the shark on the driving wheel, on the steering wheel.
Mom, you're driving.
Like,
what are you doing?
It didn't work.
Right.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. But you like stops. You're like, oh, you got to go to the bathroom? Sure, let's stop. I don't care if it was 20 minutes ago.
No. I didn't even tell you this because I was driving. I couldn't text you.
Okay.
I'm like, after the second stop... 30 minutes after the stop, Joel was like, I have to go. I was like,
there's just
you're
no
12.
Way. Yeah.
Right. Like,
you got to hold it.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah. So that was
one,
that
number
was
one or number
terrible.
Two?
I don't know.
We
when,
had
you're
to,
when you're 12 and
no,
you're like,
here's the thing. Wanted to be in a bottle.
We had
like,
them do
no.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, here,
that's interesting that you tell it because we had him do that one time.
Yeah.
And I was so grossed out by it. And I was like, oh gosh, we should not have done that.
It's
but
always
it was like
a good idea until then you have a bottle full of
pee. And then
what
are you going to do? Throw it out the window?
Exactly.
And then he has two sisters.
Right.
And it's a close
and
call.
They're getting jealous.
We're just all staring at
So I sometimes I'm like, I like that he's like, yeah, we don't need to stop. I'll just take care of this. And part of, but we, it, I think it's the, I think, you know, like there's the old stereotype of the parents who are like, just pee in the bottle. And now we're like, don't pee in the bottle, you freak.
Right.
Yeah.
It
who
works
wants
in
to
movies.
Pee in front of his sisters that
it works. Yeah.
Does Isn't there's a movie where like they have to go more?
Yeah.
And then they don't have a second bottle, right?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Yeah. Pinch it off.
That's very Melissa, by the way, to like not know one of the biggest scenes from the biggest comedy.
Yeah, you're getting that was a very mom sentence. It was the movie. Who's the guy I like? Yeah. Who's the guy I like?
Anyways, absolutely. We survived and we have another shorter one that's a 5-hour drive coming in a couple weeks, and Melissa will want to stop 7 times. So
it's fine.
You like the stops. I do. You
know
like,
what? I love a stop. I love a big.
You have to earn the stop.
I love a big giant gas station where like it's like there's like two restaurants.
Yeah,
and there's like
a Subway and a Pizza Hut. Yeah,
and then there's like all the gift like where it's like a weird like not so much in California.
You can buy clothes,
but like in the Midwest, like in back east, where they have like where it's like these giant. Like a travel center, and you're like walking through, and you're like,
I do love those. Yeah,
I've bought so much useless stuff at those.
My favorite stop in the world is a Love's. I think Love's gas station. Oh,
that's the one where you can get like they have like trucker showers.
You
can take a
shower.
Yeah,
I
would never go in those showers.
You can start a family.
Put down roots.
You can raise a family in a Love's. I sing it all the time. All you need is Love's.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big thing. I'm into it.
Please
sponsor us.
I don't know if it wasn't Eureka.
A beer for the road.
But we went into a gas station like just to get gas.
Right.
Go to the bathroom. And then we're like, those sandwiches look pretty good.
Right.
Like they had a deli.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a couple when you drive the 101, there's a couple random little places that know there's nothing else around.
Sure.
And so you pop on, you're like, I just need a gas in the bathroom. And you walk in and be like, I guess I can spend $150
here. I'll get the house beef sandwich. Jerky.
I eat so much beef jerky.
Straight sodium.
I don't beef jerky in my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't even know where to get beef jerky in my life.
Yeah. You know what? I don't eat it on the road, but you know where I eat it the most?
Huh.
Comic-Con. And so I didn't get any this year. I didn't get to.
The problem with a hole-in-the-wall gas station is you're going to be with 10 people in line.
Right.
And they're all going to have like one item behind you. And they are so mad.
Yeah. Everybody hates our kids.
Keep bringing up all of the stuff you're getting.
We've already created a line in the bathroom. You know what I don't miss though? We have no more diapers on our road trips.
Yeah.
Diapers.
Like the breastfeeding stops. You stop all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so hot.
Back in the day, I don't think they even did that. I don't think anybody used to stop.
No, they just send
the kid up.
Well, they didn't have seatbelts for the kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The kid was
car
in a basket.
Seat? Car's topped off.
My car has a seat, dummy. Yeah, a car already has a seat. I'm not buying an extra.
Back in there.
Yeah.
Anyways, we survived. You did so good, Melissa.
Yeah.
And it's getting late now, so I think we need to go do Mom's quiet 7 hours.
Oh, gosh, it is late.
All right, thanks for doing this, Mel.
Yep.
See you guys.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.